As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, Romans 8:14, is not referring to the gifts. It's referring to those who are living in the school of the Spirit, being taught by him daily. We started by saying his ways weren't our ways, Isaiah 55, and during these few precious days together, we've seen illustration after illustration of how he likes to do things and how he thinks. This is the Lord's doing. Surely it's marvellous in our eyes. But he's challenging us again to a one-to-one walk with him alone. Chips are down, face-to-face, heart-to-heart. Will you have me? Here's my cup. Will you come and drink? To have and to hold from this day forth, cleaving only to me. No matter how far we've gone or think we've gone in our Christian walk, he presses this one thing. Have I been so long with you, Philip, and still you don't know me? John 14:9. It's in this place, ground zero, that we find everything we thought we knew about Christ is brought into the light of his countenance, under his scrutiny, ground zero. That's where we need to start, beloved, he says, right there, with your understanding of me. He did it all the time. With Nicodemus, a man of the law, he knew a thing or two. With the woman of Samaria, she thought she knew some things. The helpless cripple, 38 years in the same place, thought he knew what he needed. The man blind from birth. All of them started again from ground zero, drinking from the well of water that would never run dry. Without me. I know, don't rub it in. Silch, nada, nothing. Beloved, he will not touch the thing until it's beyond all human hope. He's not healing the old man, he's making a new one after his image. I am the bread of life. There's nothing here in this world that can feed you, nothing in this world that can meet your need. Bread from heaven or we're dead. Life in the Spirit. Let my people go that they might worship me, he demanded of Pharaoh. Not let them go so they're free to roam, but that they might worship me. He's always having to bring us back to himself. John 6:68, Lord, where else can we go? You have the words of eternal life. So question, what Pharaoh is holding you back from worshipping him alone right now? What Isaac do you still need to put on the altar? Questions. They make you think though, don't they? God bless you. If you want a written copy of these meditations in one place, would you write to me please at beryl.r.moore@gmail.com and I'll send you the Word document. God bless you.